See you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning. Gosh, 7:05 in the morning. December the 11th, Wednesday. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and good morning. Wake up. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and join our chat pack. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. What's, what are you doing? You're rebooting the computers this morning, huh?
It looks like we've had a little bit of internet interruption. I can tell you right now that the weather, widespread frost before 10 a.m., sunny high near 59 today, tonight's low around 34 under mostly clear skies, then sunny for your Thursday and a high near 54. We currently have 32 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers, our warm friends, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. They also give seniors and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, good morning. Now, we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Plutty be on today, this morning about 8 o'clock, giving us a catch-up on what's happening in the crime. There have been studies, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday, that, you know, I don't know why you need a study or pay for a study from a policy group that says that a crime is on the rise since AB 109 was instituted. We could have gone here in our little microcosm right here in Reading and just said, well, is crime up for the whole state? If you look at what's happening in in the city of Reading and the county of Shasta and Anderson, then you'll see is that, yes, the crime is up. But we want to talk to the chief about it. We want to talk about that. We'll talk about some of the other things that are happening with the police department and what's happening there. This week we're going to do a lot of other things that have to do with our community and our county, with tomorrow having Larry Lees and Kurt Starman on at the same time, talking about the state of the county and the state of the city. Yeah, from the chief executive officer of each one of those. But today we've got just a number of things happening. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, and find out what's happening there. Yesterday seemed like it was a big day, Chris.
Yes, it was. We did hit a new high on the Dow and the S&P yesterday. Well, currently the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points at 15,908. The S&P 500 down 6 points at 1797, while the NASDAQ Composite's off just about 20 points at 4040. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 107 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America's down 22 cents at 1534. General Electric also off 22 cents at 26.92. Pfizer down 37 cents at $30.97, while Ford is off a nickel at 16.48. Of local interest, PG&E down 9 cents at $40.23. Harley-Davidson off 28 cents at $69.08. Smith & Wesson Holding Company up 60 cents at $12.72. And North Valley Bank down 3 cents at $18.56. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.82%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down 46 cents a barrel at $98.05. And precious metals are little changed, with gold up a nickel at $12.60.30 and silver up 3 cents at $20.38. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here in KCNR. You know, as we said just earlier here, that yesterday the stock market hit a new high before dropping back. Wouldn't you like to know when those things are going to happen? Well, I tell you, if you talk to our friends and the experts down at Wells Fargo Advisors, you're going to know what to do with your money and where your investments are at any time. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back here. Are we going to be growing more or less pot in the county of Shasta? We'll be right back.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running. Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning there, Bad Bob, now that you are with me today. 7:15 in the morning, December the 11th. It's Wednesday. My gosh, it's only 32 degrees. I mean, it's 32 degrees out there. I mean, yesterday was like 28. So we're on a veritable heat wave here. And it should be a nice day today. And it's going to be heating up this weekend. Ski resorts are getting a little concerned about the lack of snow.
The whole rest of the country, I have friends across the country, entire rest of the country is behind deep in snow, very cold temperatures, and they're going, what is this global warming we're hearing about? Meanwhile, state of California is going, oh, we've got to do something about these terrible heating conditions. So, of course, they're the
everybody
only ones.
Else is, yeah, everybody else is frozen. It's set a record for the coldest day in history, 138 degrees below. And a satellite took that one. I can't imagine going up and just sticking your finger up in the air and going, oh yeah, this is cold. It just froze my finger off. Anyway, okay. only in Shasta County. Change in the pot groin. The planning commission's having a meeting on Thursday at 2 p.m. in the Board of Supervisors chambers. They were out last night in Round Mountain talking about it. Restricting the amount of marijuana people can grow. I don't think I've got marijuana growing around me. I mean, I live right in the middle of town and I know my neighbors and I know the people, you know, behind us. It's kind of an open area there, but it's owned by a reputable group of people. So I don't believe there's any growing around me. However, I think there's probably some growing, I don't know, maybe up in the neighborhood. I don't know. I'm not sure, but every so often you get that whiff. But I'm just, you know, they're restricting the number of plants that you can grow on your property seems to me something that the a county could do, or a city could say, I don't want to have any growing in town. They can do that. And it's, you know, there's going to be people that don't like that, but the city can do that, and as can the county and the planning commission, saying, you know what, you're not going to grow them inside the house. If you're going to grow them outside, you need to put them in a greenhouse, and then you can grow it then. So you keep some kind of control over it, as opposed to having it grow out there where Bob lives. And I mean, you've got it grown everywhere out there, don't you?
Yeah, if you drove through the neighborhood about a month ago, yes, it was quite prevalent. The part that amuses me, I guess, is this argument that, oh, you're cutting off access to people's needed medicine. All right. If it's a medicine, treat it like a medicine and not like Revenor stills or, you know, the backcountry stills, and put a little regulation on it.
Where you have we'll have high powered cars driving through the middle of the night carrying, you know, like a ton of marijuana in the back of it. Yeah, right. You know, well, you're right that if it's, then let's just do that then. If it's medicine, fine. Have doctors prescribe it. Have pharmacies carry it. Have them write a prescription for it and then take it that way. Get it covered under the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. And, there you go. And then, like places like Philip Morris can buy, you know, they can buy 10,000 acres of land and just grow it.
I'm not going to be too enthusiastic about somebody coming traipsing across my property looking for the weed because they've got two numbers transposed on the back of an envelope.
Well,
I've heard of that happening. You know, the cops raid the wrong house, or maybe the bad guys come. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash laying around after these harvests are sold. That tends to bring out bad things in people.
Well, they're addressing it. But they're saying next year that 2014, you're going to see many other states that are going to legalize marijuana. So they're going to be legalizing marijuana at the state levels and eventually it'll just roll into the federal level. So then marijuana then will become another drug of choice that is taxed and packaged and becomes another source of income for states.
Well, just this morning, Uruguay became the first nation to officially legalize the growing, distribution, and set limits on possession of pot.
Did they?
Yes, well, it's a national policy.
I understand that Heavenly Donuts just is planning on opening up another 150 stores down there. Just in case those munchies hit everybody. Except I don't know what they'll be eating.
Many 7-Elevens.
Llama nuggets.
Do they have a local version of 7-Eleven?
I don't know. Llama nuggets. Maybe let's take a break. I want to come back and talk about the Bay Delta Conservation Plan. Doesn't that sound cool? Doesn't that sound like, oh, yeah, you know, taking care of the little marine life down there? When you figure that it's going to cost $24.7 billion. Now, this is the group that brought you the high-speed rail, all right? $24.7 billion for twin tunnels. Now, that's not even the scariest thing to me. That's not even the scariest thing. We'll get into other scary things, but how about this? How about a 34,000-page update? In road plan for how to do this. 34,000 pages. Remember what Congress did to us with a 2,000-page document called Obamacare. We'll be right back.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean. Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a five-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabat. Good morning, 7:23 in the morning, 32 degrees out there, December the 11th, Wednesday. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's today, 32 degrees. Go in there, get your coffee, get your lattes, get your cappuccinos, get your pumpkin spice. The baristas there know how to fix coffee. Walk next door, enjoy the lowest tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts. Finest walk-in humidor in the state right there. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people, Joe and Shelley are, helping our community. The Bay Delta Conservation Plan, $24.7 billion twin tunnel plan that can move 9,000 cubic feet of water per second. They wanted to replace the current pumping system that's in the Delta. 34,000 page update on this. On this plan, 34,000 pages. Now this isn't legislative stuff. This is just like a roadmap on how to do this, how to do that. And how this is going to be so good for the Delta. Well, of course, you can imagine the North State when the meeting they had yesterday saying is that this is not something that we're real crazy about here. Thank goodness. Our own engineer from Shasta County says is that we got at least 3 or 4 months to take a look at this and comment on it. But the North State is considerably upset about this because of the drawdown. They believe there's going to be a drawdown on the Shasta Lake, even though they say, oh, no, it won't be. First, we thought it was, but no, we're not going to draw it down like that. Folsom and others, they're going to be drawn down to almost nothing. The tribal lands, the fisheries, the pushing of water down to wash out the salt, all of this is going to have an impact on us up here. And again, when you get a 34,000 page document, how can you even, how many organizations have to sit down and read this thing? And the other thing is they said, you know, the first one they put out, which was similar to this, they didn't change any of the concepts that really bothered the people from the North State. We'll get an expert in here on this who's studying this and is going to tell us, you know, why this is such a problem, why this can be such a problem to everybody out here. Twin tunnels, 24.7 billion. 9,000 cubic feet per second it can move. And this is the same, you know what? This is the same government that brought you the train to nowhere, which is now stopped because the whole concept was wrong. All right. What else we got going on here? Sexual harassment. Did you hear about this? The sexual harassment charge for this perp. Hunter Yelton.
This is a six-year-old.
6 years old. Kissed his girlfriend on the hand in class. His permanent record now reflects a sexual harassment charge, even though he doesn't know what sex is.
Is this something just gone terribly amok?
The school. Carson, Canyon City. Where is this at? Canyon City, where the heck that is. The Canyon City School District officials stood by the punishment and said the six-year-old's behavior fits the description of sexual harassment. You know, the other students noticed him giving her a peck on the hand and reported it to the teacher instead of merely instructing the young lovebirds to stop because they both have crushes on each other.
Was a willing participant.
She has a crush on the fellow student, and he was previously in trouble though for kissing her on the cheek. He did kiss her on the cheek before.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, they said of merely instructing the young lovebirds to stop. However, the administrator suspended him for a full day. Being charged with sexual harassment prompted Yelton to ask some awkward questions. This is taking it to an extreme that doesn't need to be met with a six-year-old. Now my son is asking questions, what is sex? Saunders has demanded that sexual harassment charge be expunged from his record.
I wish you were making this up.
I'm not making it up. I'm not making this up.
Have we gone this far over the cliff?
Yeah. Yeah. Well... Ted Cruz walks out on the Castro speech at Mandela's memorial. Seems like, when Nelson Mandela and his memorial as Cuba's Raul Castro began speaking. So Raul was talking about how great Mandela was and, you know, under human rights and all this. And Ted Cruz says, do you actually believe that? He says Castro has wrongfully imprisoned and tortured countless innocents and he's up there. He's up there talking about, you know, a man who believed in freedom and personal expression. Just as Mandela was released after 27 years in prison, Castro should release his political prisoners. He should hold free elections once and all, set the Cuban people free. And then there's stuff being made up that made of the fact that Barack Obama shook hands with Raul Castro. You know, frankly, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you come up and you shake hands. I mean, you don't agree, at least I don't agree with Castro's oppression of his people. And the fact is it should be a free Cuba. But the fact is also is that, you know, is what, refusing to shake hands with somebody. If you're going to not do something, don't bow to the Saudi king. You know, don't do that. I mean, he's done that before. But don't do that. You want to shake hands with the Saudi king, that's fine. You know, that's just something that a man does and he puts out, hey, look, you know, I don't have to agree with you, but, it doesn't mean I'm just going to shun you like this and just, I mean, it sets a wrong precedent. I think it sets the wrong, image here, that we're willing to meet people and talk to you. It's too bad that Congress doesn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad our own Congress can't stand there and shake hands with each other and say, hey, look, you know what? Let's do what's right for the country here. Let's actually pass a budget where we're not spending more than we're making. How about cutting back on some things? And how about, you know, spending the money wisely? How about us just getting along here and doing something that's right for the country? How about that? You know what? I'd be much more happy if that happened. I could care less if Obama shakes hands with Castro. I want, you know what? I want Harry Reid to shake hands with McConnell. I want Boehner to shake hands with Nancy Pelosi. He doesn't have to kiss her, but I want him to shake hands with her. I want him to find a way to make our country work. Look at your congressional image. 8% cockroaches. Cockroaches are rated higher than that. And yet, we continue to go down that road. You know what? 80% of this country thinks we're going in the wrong direction, my friends. You all have got to start shaking hands. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, it is 32 degrees out there, 7:32 in the morning, and we're going to be talking about the second annual Luis Miramontes Memorial Golf Tournament. No, we're not. We're going to be talking about with our we've got like four things going on here. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And you probably should turn you on though. Just like we have all of, do we have them all turned on now? There we go. Good morning. Okay, what's going on here?
We're bringing some exciting news about the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation and a recent decision by the board of directors to join partnership with the North State Cancer League.
That's right. Okay, and what's the latest on this, Steve?
The board decided in October, after some discussions with the North State Cancer League, that the community could benefit best if the two of us work together with our fundraising events. The North State Cancer League, as you know, is going into about their 27th annual gala on February 1st. I might not have the year quite right.
Number 28.
And they've contributed a very significant amount of funding, mostly to the American Cancer Society. On the other hand, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation has been a local fundraising effort. In 2011, we were founded, And in 2012, we were able to give $25,000 toward the Da Vinci robotic surgical system that Mercy Hospital brought online.
And remember that? Remember we, because there's been a number of fundraisers for that, and that when you all came in here with that.
That's
the first
right.
time.
That's right. And it's been such a warm reception by the community that the hospital is now asking their foundation for the latest and greatest forearm Da Vinci. And our board has decided to make another contribution at our annual meeting in February of $50,000 towards that program.
Wow.
So thanks to the business community in Reading and the wonderful support that they've given us, we've been able to make those contributions.
That's super. Now, is there there's something coming up here pretty
yes.
soon?
We have our North State Cancer League annual gala on Saturday, February 1st at the Holiday Inn. And this is an annual event that we put on. And as Steve said, we've donated our funds for the past 27 years to the American Cancer Society. And this year, we are absolutely thrilled to be partnering up with the Louis Miramonte Memorial Foundation to keep our funds local and help those in our community who are in need.
Okay, so this is the big change is we're keeping everything local here then.
This really
so
is.
All the fundraising stays right here. Well, that's great. You know, cause I think people appreciate that, that they know where their money's going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's going to happen then on February 1st?
We have a dinner, silent auction, live auction, raffle, dancing. And last year, you and Linda were our MCs, and we all had a great time. You guys were a lot of fun. It's a great event, and everyone has so much fun, and we're doing something wonderful for the community, and we hope to eradicate cancer is our long-term goal and, you know, help out people in our community that really need it.
That sounds great. Now, Steve, the Miramonte's Fund does a number of fundraisers. I know they have the, annual golf tournament and the, and then now, so when y'all linked like this, was this a long time in coming or, just kind of like, this seems like a good idea?
You know, it started with, discussions. You know, we're all interlocked in this business community. We're a pretty tight organization. And, the discussion was, wouldn't it be nice if we could make as big as significant a contribution to the local needs of cancer treatment and research? And, all of a sudden, together, we can be somewhere in the $200,000 a year class.
Okay.
Again, thanks to the support of our sponsors.
Yeah.
But we think that's going to be really significant for this community.
Okay.
We had the same experience with the North State Cancer League. For years, we've heard from our membership and heard from our supporters and our attendees that people want to keep the money local. So we just talked about that as a group, and we're fortunate enough to link up with LMMF.
Okay. Now, how can people get involved?
Well, right away, if we'd love to have them participate in the North State Cancer League Gala, which
right.
is February 1st, and Sabrina can give you the specifics on how to get in touch with them and how to get a ticket. I know they have sponsored tables, and they're doing quite well. They're in addition to that, Sabrina's looking for raffle and auction items. Why don't you
auction
tell them?
Items. I think we're probably actually good on the auction items, but we would love to have people host a table or attend the event, and definitely we would like to have volunteers. You can visit our website, www.northstatecancerleague.com, for more information, and you can also email me at sabrinajh9@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to give you any information that you would like.
Okay. And so we've got time that we'll have you all back on that we can, you know, we can talk about this. But this gives everybody a chance to put it down on February 1st, you know, with a great event that evening. And the money stays local. It's part of the Miramonte's organization, which we know has done so much for our community locally here. So
thank you very much, Carl.
Well, this is just like putting our finger out there right now, but we will, we're going to continue to support this as we go along because we like the idea of one of all stays local and it does a lot for our community. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you
for having me.
All right. We come back. We got the Madrigals and we'll be right back after these messages.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. 32 degrees out there, 7:41 in the morning here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Our friends down there are local Lincoln, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. It's your neighbors making great deals for you. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. They've got new or previously owned cars, trucks, SUVs. Something you want for Christmas. It's a good Christmas present for the kid in your life here. And their service department is absolutely outstanding. I'm standing in here surrounded by talent. It's usually when Linda's in here and Bad Bob. But we've got Gavin Spencer, who is a choir director at Shasta High. And you brought in a few of your friends.
Yeah, good morning. good morning. Yeah, this is the Shasta High Madrigals. I don't know how we fit like 20 people in this little room, but
just, you know what? Little is, you know what? We are little, but we're mighty, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Shakespeare. Okay. the Madrigals dinner is going on this week.
Yeah, we actually have sold out. So we really can't sell any tickets this year, but
if you want to buy them for next year.
Next year, they are on sale at the Cascade Theater in the month of November. So get them early. They sold out really fast this year. But if you'd like to hire the Madrigals for any parties, you know, if you do business parties or house parties or whatever, they can be, hired out. So
you can hire a Madrigal?
Well, the choir, yes.
Really? How much?
Well, it's usually donation, but we recommend about $250.
$250, and how many do you get?
You get like,
all?
Oh, you get them all. Yeah,
get them all.
They come in, they perform for the parties.
Are you in costume?
Costume, tell jokes.
Really?
Sing. It's fun.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do they get? If you want to have, you know, it's not too late. I mean, well, y'all are finished this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you could hire them for later on this,
usually,
for Christmas?
Yeah, we do, right, in the next 2 weeks, we do a lot of holiday parties, you know, businesses will.
So how do they get a hold of you for that?
They can email me at my school email address. I'm Gavin Spencer. You can look it up on the ShastaWolves.com website, or it's gspencer@suhsd.net.
I didn't know they could hire, we could hire you all out then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, now, The Madrigals. Tell everybody, in case we have people that probably don't know who the Madrigals are. So
the Madrigals, this is, I guess, the top group at Shasta High School. And this time of year, their focus is on Renaissance music because we do a Madrigal dinner that's set in the Queen Elizabeth time. And so all the music is really old school. So that's a Madrigal.
If you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't been there for the dinner, you're missing your chance. This is really a great time. I mean, you, as you walk in, you're getting names in the whole thing. And then they perform for what? How long does this thing last?
Dinner's about 2.5 hours.
It's a great
time.
They're
singing. There's a funny play throughout. It is fun.
It is. Does it ever change?
It changes every year. The play is always different. The music's always different. But the format is
the format's the same.
Yeah.
And you have people singing from, and it's set in what year?
Well, this year, I think it's 1573. So. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? You all have aged wonderfully. This isn't a True Blood type thing, right?
Okay. Well, we've actually gone back in time because a few years ago we got up to 1604.
Oh,
and
that was a bad year.
Queen Elizabeth was dead, so yeah. We had to go back in time so we could stay in the Elizabethan period.
Okay. Now, one of the things you all do all throughout this is sing. So can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's this is a little love song from the Renaissance period. Come Again, Sweet Love.
Come again, sweet love, doth now invite. Thy grace is that refrain, to do me to delight, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die, to die with me.
Okay. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They all finished at the same time.
That's always good.
That's always
starting
good.
And finishing.
Yeah, that's kind of like the way we kind of like to do that too. Hey, you're at the Pilgrim Church.
Yes.
And that was in the Frank Lloyd Wright building. This was something he had designed. Are you
correct.
Familiar with that?
It's his last design, I believe.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. No, it's a beautiful church.
It is absolutely beautiful. And, I mean, and what a great place for your, for the event, too.
Yeah, we're so thankful to those people for allowing us to come in and basically take it over for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, we have a friend, he's cooking there. He's making the, gravy. Do you have somebody make gravy there?
This is our secret sauce.
Oh, the secret
Caramel sauce.
The secret sauce. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who's the king? Is there, who? There's
right
the
here.
King. Okay. Step on over here, King. And tell us who you are.
My name is Michael Sanders. I'm the king of the Madrigal Dinner.
Okay. Now, what part did you play, last year?
Last year in the Madrigal Dinner, I was just one of the Madrigal singers.
Okay. So how do you become king?
There's an audition process. You have to sing a solo, and then there's an interview with the director and some of his other high-ranking friends in the Shasta High musical world. And you do an interview, and they pick their favorite, I suppose.
Pick their favorite.
High-ranking friends. I don't know what that means.
High-ranking friends.
In the Shasta department.
Okay.
In the Shasta.
Do we have the queen here?
Queen is not in the Madrigals. Which is not always the case. There's like 70 kids involved.
I know there's a lot of people involved in here.
So there's the royal court members that are Madrigals, and there's some royal court members that aren't Madrigals.
Okay. So, do we have any of the major characters here? Except, I mean, everybody plays a major part in this. Oh, okay. Here we come. They're pushing this.
Oh, yeah. This
pushing
is,
her forward.
This is our court jester.
Now that's good. And what's your name?
Hi, I'm Mandy Cervantes, and I'm the jester.
You're the jester. And what do you do in this?
I'm a really main part of the play. And this year the play is a part of telling a story of Rapunzel. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun play act because I get to pop in and tell stories and just make corny jokes till they laugh at me until they stop laughing.
Oh, and then what happens? You can't tell.
And then I make more jokes.
And then you make more jokes. Okay. Well, give us a couple more songs here, Dan.
Okay. Sounds good, Moira. All right, let's go with Riu Riu Chia. This is an old Spanish carol. All right.
Riu Riu Chia, la guardia ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso la hacer que no pudiese pecar, ni al original esta virgen no tuviera.
Riu, riu, chiu, la guarda libera. Dios cuando vuelo, vuelo, porte nuestra cordera.
We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good morning. Welcome to 1460 KCNR.
Okay, do we have a song here? We're going to just be singing when we started up.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's what we were doing.
I thought he was giving me the reins.
I'm here with the Madrigals for the Madrigal Dinner here, and Kevin Spencer, and we completely, after looking at each other in the eyes, just completely miscommunicated. Okay. Give us one more song here, and then I want to talk. Well, I tell you, but before you start, who is your, you have a student or, like an assistant to you here?
Yes, my student director is Moira Davis. We call her the pitch. And, when I'm not around, when I'm running the rehearsal with everyone else, she basically runs the rehearsal with these guys.
Okay. So say good morning.
Good morning. My name is Moira Davis. I'm Shasta High's pitch.
Now, how long have you been in music?
I've been doing Shasta High Choir since I was a freshman, and it's been my favorite part of high school for sure.
So are you a senior this year?
I am. I'm a senior.
And what do you plan on doing after this?
I'm applying to colleges right now. Hopefully stay doing music throughout my life.
That's good. Music is good.
Music is very good.
Yeah. My wife enjoys music. She sings all the time. So,
oh, me too.
This is, you know, I mean, it's a part of your life. Once it becomes a part of your life, of course, then you're, now you're an artist and your life is different. And you are different than people.
I completely
than other people.
Agree. Yeah.
And the people that you're with, if they don't understand that, will have a tough time understanding that. Mm-hmm. And so, what you're doing, I believe music and the arts are so important in our schools. And that we should try to preserve them as much as possible. So it's things like this that, lets people understand what's happening in, you know, with music and the arts. So I appreciate what you do, Gavin, and I appreciate everything that you all do to keep this wonderful music going. So why don't you give us another song or two?
All right. Let's sing Silent Night.
So what happens if you're not directing?
Oh, they can do this without me. It just makes me feel good to be able to just stand in front of them and wave my arms around.
Yeah, I had the same thing when I was an officer in the Marine Corps. We'd wave my arms around.
Makes me feel important. No, it helps when I'm conducting them. So everything kind of starts and stops at the same time. But during the dinner, they do it all themselves.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah. Well, I've been here at Shasta for 12 years. I taught for 3 years in Oregon before I came here, but 12 years doing a madrigal dinner and a musical every year.
Well, that's does it get better every year? Do you ever get tired? I mean, every year.
I'm tired.
I mean, do you get? I mean, I know you're probably physically tired and ready to lay down, and that's it. But I mean, is it because you want to change it every year? So is this something you work on all year long?
Yeah. The thing about doing madrigal dinner and the musical is, even though there's a lot of hard work involved and it is physically tiring, the product you get at the end is worth it by far in the end, and it's amazing to see what young people can do, and that's what I like, is taking kids who, hey, we're just high school kids, and kind of showing them what they can really do, you know, giving a little bit of a push and a lot of hard work.
So you don't feel like you have limits. You know, that they can be as good as they possibly want to be.
Yeah, we try to push that all the way to as much, get what we can out of them.
Is it hard though in school? Because obviously they've got their scholastics and I don't know, any of you all on athletic teams or anything too? So this is a pretty heavy load sometimes on students.
Yeah. You know, some kids, yeah, it is hard, especially for all those AP kids and things. But I will tell you, I think a lot of times kids do better when they're busy. You know, it keeps them focused. I know that's how it was with some of my kids. They're just better off that way.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, we've got about a minute and a half here. Can you have something that can take us out to the break?
All right. Let's do Hush, My Dear. This is the traditional song we do every year.
Okay. This is the Shasta High Madrigals.
Sleep on thy bed.
much better thou'rt attend than the Son of God could be, when from heaven he
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Negotiations on Capitol Hill have yielded a modest budget agreement to ease automatic spending cuts and replace some of them with savings from future year cuts. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
As a conservative, I think this is a step in the right direction. What am I getting out of this? I'm getting more deficit reduction. So the deficit will go down more by passing this than if we did nothing.
Senator Patty Murray, speaking for the Democrats, says because of this deal, the budget process can stop lurching from one crisis to the next.
By setting bipartisan spending levels for the next 2 years, this deal allows congressional committees to proceed under regular order and gives government agencies and the companies that do business with them the certainty they need to hire workers and make investments.
Also at SRNews.com, the White House says the handshake between President Obama and Cuban President Castro was not planned in advance.
The brief handshake and exchange of greetings happened as President Obama was about to address the memorial service in South Africa for Nelson Mandela. It's the first face-to-face encounter between U.S. and Cuban leaders since Bill Clinton and Fidel Castro shook hands at the U.N. in 2000. The U.S. cut off diplomatic relations with Cuba more than half a century ago.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting, Secretary of State Kerry, meanwhile, pressing Congress to wait before imposing any new sanctions on Iran.
If this doesn't work, we're coming back and asking you for more. I'm just saying not right now. Let me be very clear. This is a very delicate diplomatic moment.
Also at SRNews.com, Billy Graham's spokesman Mark DeMoss says the aging evangelist has been getting a little weaker.
He has not been as strong at all in the last month as he was on the occasion of his birthday.
And then a spokesman, Mark DeMoss, who said that Mr. Graham is at his home in Montreat and does not appear to be in any imminent health danger. And this is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
General Electric's credit card division will be refunding $34.1 million to consumers who government regulators say were misled about the potential costs of relying on a deferred interest plan to pay their medical bills.
The settlement announced by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau affects more than 1 million people who obtained CARE credit cards from GE Capital Retail Bank since 2009. GE Capital didn't acknowledge any wrongdoing in consenting to the order. Regulators contend that the bank exploited consumers by not taking sufficient steps to ensure they understood the terms of the credit cards they obtained to help cover the costs at doctors and dentists' offices around the country.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The history-making move, General Motors has installed a woman at the helm of the company. The automaker is named Mary Barra as their next CEO. She'll be replacing Dan Ackerson and will be the first woman ever to run a major U.S. car company. This is SRN News. Big trouble for a little six-year-old boy suspended from a Colorado school for kissing a girl on the cheek. Six-year-old Hunter Yelton explained to KRDO that he got in trouble at school.
I did something wrong. She sent me to the office. Parents were. I feel sorry. I've been trying to be good at school.
And Yelton's mother, Jennifer Saunders, telling KRDO she thinks the school's blowing Hunter's schoolboy crush a little out of proportion.
She was fine with it. They are boyfriend and girlfriend. The other children saw it and went to the music teacher. And that was the day that I had the meeting with the principal where she first said sexual harassment.
School officials in Cannon City accusing the boy of sexual harassment. Microsoft says more than 2 million of its Xbox One consoles have been sold since the system's launch 18 days ago. Company officials say users have spent about 83 million hours with games, TV, and apps. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodlin is on assignment today. It's 8:05 in the morning and on December 11th, the Wednesday. And good morning to you. Good morning. And we have our good friend Chris Lasondek on the line from Wells Fargo for our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 47 points at 15,926. The S&P 500 down 10 points at 1792, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 18 points at 4,042. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 177 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $2.58 at $568.13. Netflix up $8.06 at $371.16. Intel down 19 cents at $24.63, while Microsoft is off 40 cents at $37.71. Of local interest, PG&E up 8 cents at $40.40. Safeway's adding 22 cents at $33.46. Home Depot up 87 cents at $79.48. And Reading Bank of Commerce unchanged at $5.66. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.82%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil is down 53 cents a barrel at $97.98. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.15 an ounce at $12.55.80. Silver is down a penny at $20.35. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. You know, as we talked about yesterday, it hit a high on the stock market. So you need to kind of know what's going on out there if you've got money invested in or you want to invest money. So why not take it to the experts at the Wells Fargo Advisors? Give them a call at 530-243-7561, 243-7561. Bob, weather.
Mostly sunny today, high near 59. Clear tonight, low around 34. Sunny tomorrow, high near 54. Currently 30 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, locally owned and operated.
You know, with this being the Christmas and holiday season, one of the things that you are all the time is being active through this whole time frame. And so you've got to make sure you're getting enough rest. And we make sure we have enough rest with our sleep number bed. My sleep number is 35, and Linda has switched her sleep number to 35 also. So not only are we wedded in bliss, we have the same sleep numbers, which is cool. And with the but if she had a different number, we could sleep on with different degrees of firmness on our sleep number bed. But now Sleep Number is offering something new. They're offering a AirFit pillow, which is a pillow that adjusts to your body just like the bed does. And during this time period, they are on the AirFit adjustable pillow at your Sleep Number store has a special 30% savings, and they have a love it or exchange it program that can't go wrong. I mean, if you don't like it, just bring it back. Is AirFit a pillow? You know, when I have one and it adjusts, you know, you just adjust it to the exact firmness that you want. Not like, some pillows be too flat, some will be too robust. This one fits you. Now, where do you find one? You find it at your Sleep Number store. Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target shopping center over there. And you talk to the Sleep Number professionals. They'll let you see what your Sleep Number is. They're going to show you how comfortable it is. And trust me, a good night's sleep is well worth it. And with over 8 million Sleep Number beds sold and made in the USA, and with a lifetime guarantee, you can't say more than that. Sleep Number. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
You're looking, you're not in uniform today. I mean, kind of uniform. You're festooned with weapons, but, not your usual blues.
It's the Christmas season, so, there's a lot of, events in the evenings, and, so I wore a suit today because, right after work, I got to go from meeting to event to finally getting home.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk about, there's been a study made that shows that, I don't know how much they paid for the study, but it shows that crime is up since AB 109 was instituted. And I want to talk about, now it's the Christmas season and how we can keep ourselves safe during this season with all the shopping and all the packages we see. And are we seeing an uptick in burglaries and car break-ins? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl and the bot. You know, 32 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Wow. I tell you what, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service that you can count on. And if it's getting cold in your house, you need somebody to come take a look at it, give Martin and his people a call. 221-2642. Any type of system, they can fix it. And, you know, God forbid they have to replace it, they'll replace it too. But they'll make sure that system is working and it's working well and it's keeping you warm. Again, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. 32 degrees.
It's chilly.
It is chilly out there. This study that was done by, I think it was Public Policy or something, that they paid probably $500,000 to find out, has there been an impact on crime since AB 109 was instituted? And they said, yeah. I think we knew that already, didn't we?
Yeah. I sit on a panel for the California Police Chiefs Association looking at the effects of AB 109. And this has been one of the big debates over the last, 24 months or so that it's been in place, is how do you measure the effects of AB 109. And there's just been this huge debate over, recidivism rates, because that's how they gauged it with the California Department of Corrections. And, do you measure, how many of them successfully complete programs? And there's a lot of measures that you can use. But from a police chief perspective, we have said that victimization is the way that you measure crime, and you measure victimization through crime rate. So the city of Reading itself in the first year saw about a 16% increase, and in the second year saw a 28% increase. Now, right now we're sitting about 13% down over last year, which sounds very positive if you don't consider the fact that we lost 28% and then 16% the year before that. So, and I'm really concerned.
So we were close to 50% rise in crime.
We were there before, and then, if you cumulative it upward.
Yeah.
So being down 13%, I mean, at least we're trending in the right direction, but I'm not turning cartwheels over that until we make up what we lost before that. And my real concern right now is that, you have two ways that crime rates decrease. Crime actually goes down or people stop reporting it. And so I'm really concerned that what we're seeing now is an underreporting of crime, that's actually taking place in our community rather than, just a decrease in crime. I think
you think that's happening?
I think so. I think people are frustrated at our response times and how long it takes us to get there. I'm not satisfied with the level of customer service we're able to deliver with the current staffing levels that we have. We have online reporting, and I think that online reporting is a great tool for us in this, staffing configuration. However, I think that at the same time, when people are a victim of a crime and they call the police, they should see a police officer or a community service officer or somebody from the police department is going to come there and do that. And take that report and that investigation. If you do online reporting, we don't get fingerprints. We don't necessarily get there to collect evidence. So it's a necessary tool in our current situation, but it's not something that I'm thrilled with as a tool for a long-term future. I think that, for minor crimes, vandalism, things like that, where they've spray painted on something, you can take some pictures, load them on there, do a report, and we can get those later. That's fine. But if your house has been burglarized or something else, you deserve to see a police officer.
And the response times are just because you're short.
The staffing levels are low right now. Right now I have about 10 of my officers that are out on long-term disabilities from knee, back, and shoulder. Typically it's knee, back, and shoulder problems from fighting with suspects. Some of the back problems come cumulative from wearing that heavy belt for, 25, 30 years. But that decreases our staffing level even further when about 10% of your force is out on long-term disability from injuries, serious injuries that require surgery. Right now we have some retirements that are taking place, so we are trying to hire the right people to fill those. Matter of fact, there was just a big article in the Los Angeles Times last week talking about how the number of police officers in the Los Angeles Police Department is going down significantly, not because of lack of positions or the money to pay for those positions, but they can't find the qualified candidates. So there's a huge shift that's taking place right now in how we have to recruit police officers. The Reading Police Department, because we have a competitive salary range and because you get to live in this beautiful area, has attracted officers. So we've been able to passively recruit and just throw out that we have some openings, and we get a flood of lateral applicants, and we pick the best one, and we move forward. That has completely changed, and we're going to have to That's changed. The first time – I've been here 2 years now. The first time we opened lateral applications, we had 39 applicants. The last time we had 4.
So it's changed because?
I think because of the change in the retirement system. Because if you're at the higher retirement system and you move, you go to the lower retirement system, so they're staying where they are. So okay. We're not seeing that shift of people willing to.
Because they're a new hire.
Because
they come under the other one.
Correct.
So they can't retire at that 3 at 30.
3 at 50.
Or 3 at 50.
30 would be a little bit too young. But, so, you know, now you're talking about going from 3 at 50 to 3 at 55. And if you're somebody that started at 21 and you could retire at 50, now you got to work 5 more years. So that retirement system change, I think, is impacting the lateral applications. I think that's going to have an effect over probably the next 4 to 5 years until this younger group comes in under the new retirement system. So moving doesn't matter to them because they'll still be in the same retirement system. Our salaries are still relatively competitive down the valley. So we're not competitive with the Bay Area or LA.
Nor does it need to be, really.
So the quality of life is what attracts people here. We've hired about just over 20 officers in the last 2 years. All but 3 of those are people that were born and raised here.
They've got local ties.
They're coming home. So, we've got one that we're hiring right now that is a local kid that started with LAPD and he's coming home. We've got a couple of others that we're looking at that are entry levels that are local kids that are graduating from Butte here in the next few weeks. And we've got one that is, looking for a good place to raise her family. And so we're getting some quality applicants coming in, but it's a lot slower than it used to be. So we're transitioning to more of an active recruiting and going out and visiting the academies and trying to get them to come to the Reading Police Department.
Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. What he's talking about is before we didn't have a problem with recruiting, and now it seems like throughout the state of California, everybody is going to be short policemen here.
If you want to be a police officer, now's a really good time.
Now's a really good time. So, Bob, let's you and I fill out the paperwork. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Botts, 8:25 in the morning. Good morning. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. What can I say? They are the North State's nutrition experts, Joe and the family down there. They have Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements, raw food, organic foods, bulk foods down there for you that make you healthy. It enables you to live a healthy life. Plus, they have classes down there to show you how to help eat healthy and cook healthy. All at Orchard Nutrition. And then Vicky, of course, has started Amazing Foods for Life with gluten-free foods. Just, you know, pop up those muffins and cookies and other ways of baking. And it's healthy, gluten-free, all down at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. Can't say enough about them. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. One of the comments in the chat room here, Chief, was about it's taken a long time for some people to get back their Department of Justice checks so they can pick up their weapons. But I think you said that
those are done by the California Department of Justice. Yeah. Those go kind of an end around your local police agency, so we don't have much effect on those.
Yeah. I just was going to say that it only took 10 days lately for me. And maybe it's because, you know, my friend here, if you didn't have 86 felonies. No, I'm just kidding. You know, but I've heard that, too, is that sometimes it's taken a long time. My favorite one is John Lopey, the sheriff up in Siskiyou County, got turned down. I've got to get back with him when he was buying an M1 rifle through the civilian marksmanship program. And they're trying to figure that one out right now. I mean,
I'll have to poke a little fun at him when I see him.
Okay. So one of the things that we were talking about, of course, is with the cold weather, is that going to help? I remember you said this last year. Cold weather is an ally to the police.
It is. I mean, when it's 18 degrees, who the heck wants to be outside? I was in San Luis Obispo last weekend for the military and my wife called and said, it's snowing really hard. I kind of thought she was exaggerating a little bit till I got home 3 days later and it was still all over the ground. The cold weather does help a little bit, but we also have the contrast of the holiday season right now.
Right.
So you have great congregations of cars and you have people buying things and putting them in their cars, and that still will overcome the cold to get the criminals out to want to victimize you.
Yeah, they're doing their Christmas shopping too.
Mother Nature's helping us out a little bit, but still be vigilant about, you know, locking your cars and not leaving packages in there and things visible, and think from that crime prevention, you know, mindset, and don't be an easy victim.
Yeah, that is the is it an uptick now with the shopping, or getting more reports, or people, before it seemed like they were starting to drop because people were starting to think, okay, lock my stuff in the trunk, lock my car.
Well, burglaries right now are showing on the reported crime side, down about 30%, which is positive. I think that most of that would, if it's not under reporting, most of that would be, you know, that crime prevention, that people are starting to get that mindset. And I think that's a positive thing. Violent crime, we're sitting about steady right now. We've not seen too much change there. But the property crime side, we're coming down, but motor vehicle thefts are up considerably. So, you know, think of, you know, a lot of the ones that we get are people that are warming up their cars, especially in this weather. They go out, they start their car, they go to warm it up, they go back in the house, they come out and their car's gone. So, don't stay in your car when you're warming it up. I know it's cold, but, you know, don't make it easier for that element that wants to steal. And please, 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 the other day when it snowed, at one time we had almost 30 traffic accidents holding at one time. So remember, when it snows or when it's icy, you know, your car's not going to stop as easy. Take it slow. Change your driving habits, because we got to the point where we just had to start telling people, just exchange names if there's no injuries and you can get the cars out of the road, because we just had nobody to respond. We had people on – tied up. Every officer we had on the street was tied up on a traffic accident.
My favorite was somebody told me they were driving back up to Shingletown, and they're in the snow, and somebody had stopped in the middle of the road to put their chains on, and up on top of a hill. So everybody behind them was trying to stop sliding and all this. And
I was talking to one of my employees the other day, and she said she drove across town to drop off her grandkids during the snowstorm. She counted 9 accidents driving across town that she saw alone. So, you know, it really, really negative weather affects your driving and the driving safety. So please take it slow and be cognitive of what you're driving in.
You know, we've got something to comment from one of our listeners too. My son tells me in Sacramento, police don't even respond to car burglaries anymore. His truck's been broken into 3 times, and when he calls, they just tell him to file a report.
There are a lot of police agencies throughout the state that are dealing with, you know, the lowered staffing levels and the increased crime rate by not responding to certain crimes. I don't really want us to get to that point. I really like the format that is being utilized by Fremont and Los Banos PD, where they have 3 modes that they operate in. They operate in a service mode, a safety mode, and an emergency mode. And we've been talking about it here a little bit. In that service mode, you respond to everything that you've always responded to despite your staffing levels. So if it's, you know, Tuesday night in December and it's 18 degrees and there's very little calls holding and you have that barking dog, should we respond to that so that those people can get some sleep? Yeah, we should. That's our service to the community. But if it's, you know, Friday night in July when the bars are hopping and there's 42 calls holding, are you going to respond to that barking dog? Probably not. So you gauge what calls you're not going to respond to based on the demand on the department at the time. So, you know, that service mode, you know, when you get to that safety mode, then those lower priority 3-4 calls, you just simply tell the people on the phone that right now, based on the demand of the department, we are unable to respond.
But you do tell them. You tell them that.
The dispatchers would tell them that.
Should be telling them that.
And
okay.
Then in that emergency mode, you know, because if we have a homicide or we have something like that, it ties up a lot of our units to protect the scene and process the scene and do all of that.
Right.
Or if you have a major traffic fatality, you know, those things tie up a lot of resources for a long period of time. And we try to call in resources early and, you know, we have to pay the overtime for it, but we try to stay responsive, but there's going to be certain times where we just don't have – the demand on the department has surpassed the capacity of the department to deal with all of it. And rather than just have the people wait for 5 or 6 hours, I think it's fairer to the community to just say at the present time the demand on the department doesn't allow us to respond to this.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Palladi. We're talking about service and calls and the number of response times and how they respond and the conditions they respond. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, 2- and 4-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. and I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350, and that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 8:35 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday getting my haircut. You know, they do such a great job down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. A great job. Not only that, they have discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. It is a place where the manly men go to get their haircuts. Everybody here gets their haircut here, there. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a good place. Good people down there. Do a lot for our community. Right off of Athens Avenue. My guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, and we have somebody on the line wanting to ask a question. So, good morning, Terry. Do you have a question for the chief?
I do. How you doing, Chief?
Good. How are you, Terry?
Good. You were saying that hiring is good now, and you're looking for police officers. Is there a way to divert any of that money maybe to community officers so they can take care of some of these accidents and help you guys? Is there a way you can divert that money and hire some people to do that?
Well, community service officers are a great asset, and right now what we're hiring for are police officer positions. I'm hopeful in the future, you know, that we'll be able to get the CSOs back, but right now, a police officer has a wider range of things that they can handle than a CSO. And,
well, it seems to me like a lot of the problems you're having is like the gentleman, you know, people having burglaries or businesses being broken into or calls not being responded to only because you guys are so busy. I mean, it's not anything that we have a great police department. It's just you guys are busy. I was just thinking that community officers could take some of the burden and take reports and stuff, and that might be an initial need that you could – that might – help things right now.
Yeah, they do, and they're great. Like I said, they're a great asset. Right now, though, you know, we also have a lot of people out there that are extremely violent, and it takes the police officers to deal with those. So it's finding that balance between, you know, how many people you need that are actually, you know, sworn police officers as opposed to the community service officers. Right now, you know, the decisions were made to get rid of the community service officers. We'd like to bring them back in the future, but right now, more than anything else, I need cops.
Great, thanks, Chief.
Thanks a lot, Terry, for the phone call. I understand that because I know you've been saying if you'd love to hire, if you had your wish list, it would be, you'd get another 12, you know, hire your policeman, of course, and then, it's only 12 community service officers or something.
11 would be, I think would be a really good mix because I could put a couple of them on each of the, you know, day and swing shifts. I don't really want to put unarmed, CSOs on graveyards, just for the safety factor, and there's not a lot of, the predominance of the paper calls or the completed crimes that we need to investigate are during that day, you know, swing shift hour. So we have 5 shifts during the week and on the weekends that work those hours. It'd be nice to have about, you know, a couple of them on each shift. CSOs can process a lot of reports, you know, really quickly.
You mentioned something about a volunteer unit.
We have been talking and looking at a volunteer police reserve unit. We have specifically one person that is really – you know, pushing us to approve that because he's got his certifications and wants to come on and volunteer. There's some liability things that have to be worked out there with workman's comp. What happens if they get work while they're, you know, get hurt while they're working and some other things. But we're looking at that. The hard part about a reserve program now is the police reserve academy used to be quite shorter than the regular police academy. That has morphed over the years, and now it is essentially, you know, almost the same police academy that they go through. So, you know, they have levels of reserves and, you know, level one can only work in corrections. A level two has to work with a sworn full-time police officer, or level three, level two, and then a level one can work by themselves. So it's different levels of training. We're going to look at all of that, and we're trying to do that now. But, you know, finding somebody that wants to volunteer their time to go through a full-time academy and then, you know, come and volunteer at the police department may be kind of hard to find, but maybe there's some retired officers out there that want to come back and volunteer their time back to their community. So we're looking at that right now.
Okay, well, because I know I've heard of people wanting to do that, go back and then let them be, almost be like the CSOs that handle a lot of that stuff. And it takes some pressure off you.
It is. The hard part about a reserve and the reason that, you know, where I came from in Stockton, we had a volunteer reserve program. We tried to keep them working with a sworn police officer. Is the sworn police officer does most of the work, and the reserve is there as a cover officer. Because if you take those reports or you make those arrests and you have to testify in court, now we're pulling them away from their full-time jobs, and it makes that ability to serve in that capacity much more difficult when you're getting subpoena after subpoena. So, for instance, you don't want to send a reserve out to do traffic enforcement because then they're going to be in court all the time, you know, on traffic citations, and it overly impacts their regular job.
Okay. A question came in on the chat room. Is the anti-graffiti task force still active?
Absolutely.
And cleaning graffiti within 24 hours of report.
We have we just honored him at a city council meeting last week. Lynn Harrod is a volunteer. He has donated over 600 hours to the police department in the last 12 months, and he does all the graffiti eradication, him and CSO Bob Brannon, and he is relatively caught up. So if you see graffiti, please call it in because we want to keep Lynn active, and he volunteers all of his time to remove graffiti in this community.
That's great. Hey, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're discussing crime in here during our Christmas holidays and the amount of crime in the town, time to response times. And when we come back, we want to talk about some of the things they've been involved with here in the last couple of weeks. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
I'm a mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than his best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is he a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before he ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havila Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit morerevolution.com today.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, that's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. December the 11th, it is 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Redding Spray Service. 20 years experience with residential and commercial spraying. If you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they are the ones to go to. They have free estimates, and they are locally owned and operated. Everything from a little pest to rodents to weed control everywhere. Give them a call at 221-3007, 221-3007, Redding Spray Service. You may not think you need that, except we had people next door said they had a little infestation of mice. Probably because they've been chased out of other places. Redding Spray Service, 221-3007. Check out their website, reddingspray.com. Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti is our guest today. You know, when it's been in the paper how you were going down, you were helping on private property, helping clean out an area down in
Mercy Canyon.
Well, here's the thing people down there in the that are living in these areas, homeless, that they have things happen down there that impact on them too from other people that live down there. It's not a safe place a lot of times.
No, it's not. And you know, the citizens there have reported, you know, shots fired. You know, during the fire season, they're reporting, you know, fires down there that they're afraid are going to sweep up the canyon into their residence. The difficulty for us is that we need permission from property owners to clean up private property. We can't just go in and clean it up, number one. Number two, we don't have the resources to clean all the private property. Private property owners have to take responsibility for the property that they own and keeping it clean. So we work tightly with code enforcement, but code enforcement now is only two people. So, you know, they're short-staffed, and they've got a lot of complaints, and they've got to filter through those as well. So I've actually met with the citizens up there that are complaining about the homeless camps down in the valley, and have basically told them that if we'll work with them, but if the citizens want to come together to do a cleanup on that property, we'll assist them with that. But I can't do all the private property in town. Last year, Bob Brannon and the cleanup crews removed about 112,000 pounds of garbage, and that's just from public open space. We simply don't have the staffing levels.
112,000 pounds of garbage.
So, you know, he's quite frankly, hardest working kind of police department. He really, you know, and he's got, a very good rapport with the homeless. They respect Bob. Bob treats him well, and he's fair to him. But, you know, he has a job to do, and that's to clean up the garbage in these open spaces. We get a lot of requests for the police department and complaints about private property that have, you know, transient camps or garbage in them. And we have to tell them that, you know, we have to deal with the property owner and code enforcement because we just don't have the resources, nor can we go into that private property and just clean it up. Sacramento last year lost an $800,000 lawsuit for cleaning up transient camps. And we want to make sure that our program follows the law very strictly. And what's coming out of these. We have to store their property now for 60 days. They redefined what value is of what we have to store. Some of the things, quite frankly, that we think have lost value, soiled sleeping bags or tents or things of that nature that aren't usable anymore, now have value, and we have to store those. So, you know, the problem with the cleanups for the homeless is getting more and more tightened by the courts, and we're going to follow what that law is. But we're going to still try to get the garbage cleaned up as best we can.
There have been cities that have passed, what is it, anti-loitering,
sit-lie ordinances?
Yeah. And other cities, have those stood up in court?
I don't think they've been challenged necessarily yet. Mm-hmm. And the problem that I see with, if you're going to pass a sit-lie ordinance, then it has to apply to everybody. And I use this scenario when I discussed this with a community group that I spoke to the other day. that brought up the idea of a lie ordinance. Number one, the ones that I've seen and the justifications for those specifically were targeting the homeless. And you can't write a law to target a specific population. It has to apply to everybody equally. So my argument or my scenario to them was if you have a runner that is, you know, running down Hilltop Drive in the heat and gets tired, so they sit down to drink some water on the sidewalk, do you want me to cite them for loitering? And the answer unanimously from the group was no. I said, okay, so the same scenario is you have a homeless guy walking down Hilltop Drive who gets tired in the heat and he sits down to take a drink of water. Do you want me to cite him? Well, yes. Well, and therein lies the problem. You cannot write a law based on our Constitution to target a specific population. You have to, it has to apply evenly to everybody. So if you want to pass sit lie ordinances, then it applies to everybody. And if you apply them equally to everybody, then I think that they'll stand up in court. If you don't apply them equally, that's when you're going to have the problem.
That makes sense though, but that's when the police also use common sense and say, what are you doing? I've been running. I just taking a drink of water, getting in the shade here.
But if the law says you can't sit there, then you can't sit there. So, you know, and there is discretion, but that's what leads to those lawsuits is that you're targeting a specific population. We get a lot of complaints about the homeless and the transients loitering in the parks. Well, isn't that what parks are for? Is to loiter in?
I've loitered a few times, but I don't live in the parks.
Right.
I don't defecate in the parks. I don't urinate in the parks.
And defecating and urinating in the parks is obviously against the law. But, right. You know, there's parameters in the law that really do limit what we can do with a lot of these populations.
I understand.
You know, there's a huge problem and we get a lot of complaints at South City Library about the homeless hanging out at the library all day, but it's a public library. So it's designed to go in and read books and things like that. And just because they're homeless doesn't mean they're not part of the population. It doesn't mean they're not part of the citizenry. So we have to respect those constitutional rights and those constitutional areas when we're enforcing laws.
How does a landowner, one of the questions came in, how does a landowner get rid of transients on their land? Do they call you?
No. They can hire a crew or they can go out and clean it up themselves. It's your property. We don't have the resources to be able to clean up your property and maintain your property for you.
So if somebody's trespassing?
If somebody's trespassing on your property, we'll come and we'll enforce the trespassing laws and tell them that they need to go and we'll cite them if they need to be cited. But cleaning up the property, it's your property. I'm not going to, you know,
said get rid of the transients on their land. So they would just call you and say, hey, these people are trespassing.
These people are trespassing on my property. We'll go out there, we'll deal with them and, you know, you're the landowner. You can tell them to leave. If they refuse to leave, they'll get a citation for trespassing. And then, you know, you got to kind of clean up your property on what's left. And that's the unfortunate thing.
I understand that. You'd have to clean up your own land. Okay. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is our guest. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment here, 8:55 in the morning. Hey, tomorrow morning we're going to have a twofer. We're going to have the city manager, Kurt Starman, and the county executive officer, Larry Lees, with us tomorrow morning. Trish Clark is also going to be my guest with me as my co-host, and talking about what's happening here. You know, it's kind of a year-end catch-up on the city and the county from our city manager and the county executive officer. My guest today, of course, is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. And, you know, we've been talking about the number of police that we need, what's going on with moving homeless. How do you move people that's on your transits, that's on your property, the hiring, and the problems that's going to be even more so in hiring people for the police department. I know that the sheriff had quite a time trying to find six people that could pass the drug test and the polygraph and the written test. Like you just got through saying how many people failed the written test down in LA. So,
I'm very hopeful. There is a young candidate for LAPD that happens to be my son that only has a couple of steps left. So hopefully that he will after the first of the year will add one more to their roles. Very proud of him. So
and you can transi him up here or something. Hey, last minute things here. Okay, people, because it's Christmas, we need to be much more alert.
Crime prevention.
Right. Lock your home. Just don't leave your house and your car open.
We're still seeing about 50% of our burglaries have no forced entry. So, you know, let's lock it up. Let's be vigilant. Trim the bushes, turn the lights on, you know, get the motion sensor so, you know, criminals don't like light. All the crime prevention things we're talking about. We've got the next town hall meeting, which will be around the February timeframe, will be my year in review again, where we go over, you know, if you want to come, you can sit and listen to me, you know, pontificate for an hour or so about crime stats and what's going on in the department. I'll try to give you a very real picture of where the department is, what's going on in the city. The one we're going to do after that is going to be on crime prevention through environmental design. And we did a presentation of that to the Reading Merchants Crime Watch from a business perspective. So I've got CSO Mike Leonard now adapting that to residences, and we're going to educate residents on what to do to their homes to harden that target.
Yeah, and the thing about it, I'm still surprised. You know, we've been talking about it. You've been talking about it. It's been well publicized. Lock your car, lock your home. And that right there would stop some of it. I mean, somebody walks up to your front door and opens it up and walks in. You don't have an alarm system. You don't have a dog.
You know,
And then now they've just done is you've just said steal from me.
My wife gets frustrated with me because I honk the horn. You know, our truck, you push the lock button twice and it honks the horn. I honk it a couple times. And that, the way I know that my car is locked when I walk away. And, you know, I have also have a little car that I have. And when I lock that, it doesn't make a horn noise. So I always have to go back and make sure that they're down. I always make sure my car is locked because it's a safe thing to do. We always make sure our house is locked when we leave. And when we leave and the house is locked and the Doberman's outside, you know, that's, I feel pretty good about walking away from home.
We always leave our alarm on, lock the door, have the dog in there, and you know. But you're right. It's just, it's just that people. We've got people around here that your stuff. They want it to be their stuff. So
yes.
Anyway, well, Chief, thanks a lot.
Anytime.
And next month, I'm sure we'll figure out what's going on again. And with crime and how to continue to fight it. Again, people need to realize that when you have 10% off of because of injuries, police, that's because people are fighting
methamphetamines. Is a huge problem here.
And yeah.
And they're the suspects are high. They're violent. And it's getting our cops hurt, and it's. I've been talking about it for.
We're
about
talking
a year.
Seriously injured too on some of them.
Knee, back, shoulder surgeries. You know, it's a big problem, and most of the time, it's from methamphetamine use. So it's a huge problem here. But we also, you know, have a big concern right now as we go into the holiday season. Please drive safely. Don't drink and drive. You know, plan ahead. Have a designated driver, and be safe and enjoy the holidays.
That's the big thing. Let's get everybody through here, and everybody be careful out there on the streets. And if it snows again.
Slow down.
Slow down. I mean, we weren't here for that day.
Four-wheel drive does not make you invincible.
We heard so much about it. You know, we got back. I still had like 4 inches of snow in my backyard. And I'm going, what did you guys do? Every time we leave, it's either fires or snow. It's got to stop. Anyway, thanks a lot, Rob, for being here.
Anytime.
Again, tomorrow we're going to have, like I said, a twofer here with Larry Lees from the county and Kurt Starman from the city. We're going to talk about the state of the city and the county for this past year and what to expect next year when it comes. More taxes, less taxes, infrastructure, new buildings, new businesses. Well, I'll try to find all that out tomorrow. Have a great day today. It sounds like it's gonna start warming up. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The number of people enrolling for health insurance under Obamacare continues to lag. HHS Secretary Sebelius tells Congress 364,000 signed up as of the end of last month. The administration had expected 1.2 million enrollments by then. Still, Sebelius claims things are headed in the right direction.
We expect that as more folks talk things over with their families and learn about their new options, more will enroll.
Republicans argue for scrapping Obamacare. They say it's the wrong solution for health care reform, has already harmed a lot of people, and will only inflict more pain as time goes by.
The president told us that if you had your health plan and you liked it, you could keep it. Well, more than 4 million Americans have lost their health plan.
And what makes House Speaker John Boehner's blood boil? Ask him about conservative groups critical of the newly announced bipartisan budget.